Hey everybody, thanks for joining today's webinar. My name is Chris Lagana. I'm the Partnerships and Business Development Manager here at Work. And we are very excited to finally show our customers and others on the webinar our partnership and integration with Engine Sciences. And before we get started, I know a lot of customers are on the webinar, but for those who are not aware about Work, we started in 2015 and we offer cannabis, compliance, payroll, and workforce management technology, as well as HR services to the industry. We have a very easy to use single sign-on technology focused on compliance to manage your entire HR department, including tools for hiring, onboarding, time and attendance, scheduling, analytics, and of course, hiring and retaining employees, which is why we're excited about this webinar specifically in this partnership with Engine Sciences. Just some general housekeeping. You all will be on mute throughout the webinar, but we of course encourage you to ask any and all questions in the control panel using the questions tab. And we'll save time on at the end where Courtney, our director of marketing, will go through those questions and the team will do our best to answer those questions. On the screen, you can see where to expand and collapse your control panel and where to type your questions in for us. And of course, at the end, we'll provide our contact information and of course, a recording of the webinar and presentation with all of our contact information, shall you want to reach out post webinar. So in our my personal never-ending mission to find solutions and integrations to solve problems, not only for our operators, but for the industry in general, this one is very exciting. Finding and retaining employees has always been a challenge in our industry since I started working in the industry almost 5 years ago. So it's my pleasure to introduce Engine Sciences CEO, Sam Barber. And also on today's call will be Val Frise, who is the Chief Technology Officer for Engine, and then Works Head of Product, Jennifer Lukovic, who is also on the webinar as well. So without further ado, Sloan, take it away.
Chris, thank you, sir. Great to see you as always. Appreciate your partnership and support. And hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. My name is Sloan Barber. I'm the founder and CEO of Engine. And we are born out of the cannabis industry, built by folks that have extensive experience in the cannabis industry to solve what we view as one of the most pressing challenges for this industry to achieve scale, profitability, and equity, which is hiring your frontline hourly workforce at scale. And I'm joined here by my colleague and co-founder and CTO of Engine, Dr. Valerie Frise. Valerie, if you want to give a quick intro, that'd be great.
Hello, everyone. As Sloan mentioned, I'm CTO of Engine, and I particularly enjoyed working that integration with Work with Jennifer's team. And I'm really proud of the work we did there, bringing a seamless flow between the top of the funnel recruiting on Engine into Work. And Sloan is going to tell you all the details about it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Val. So we know that in the cannabis industry, as all you know very well, given your roles in human resources, that it's the fastest growing industry in the country, 28% year over year. We also know that for certain jobs, there's a lot of noise, a lot of applicants that may or may not be qualified or understand what it really means to work in the industry. And this creates a lot of challenges with churn and retention. Based on our polls of hundreds of cannabis companies, up to 60% of entry-level cannabis employees leave in their first quarter on the job. And this is one of the biggest hidden costs for the industry to be able to grow. And I'm sure you all know this and spend a lot of time working on it. And we believe that, you know, the highest function of an HR and talent and people team is to really improve culture and retention, because that is what moves the needle. And we hope to be able to support by making that very top of the funnel and that initial interaction with the candidate, that initial match, really easy and seamless for both sides. And a little bit of background of how we came up with this and how we launched this product. I personally have been in recruiting and HR technology for 15 years, previously in the tech industry. And then I joined Flower Hire, which was is a executive recruiting firm or senior level recruiting firm, where I was chief revenue officer. And about a year ago, we had identified that, you know, the hundreds of customers that we worked with, their top one or two pain points was not necessarily hiring more directors or C-level people, is really hiring, you know, the 85 to 90% of the workforce that was that hourly worker. So cultivation associates, bud tenders, you know, drivers, logistics, extraction, manufacturing, of course, roles that many of your companies have inside of them. And so we were able to test this product earlier in the year with some of the biggest companies in the industry as we developed our initial platform. And we're really excited to launch it just about 6 months ago in Q2 with some great results. And really what it is we had worked with Flower Hire to initially come up with what kind of experience was necessary by polling our customers. What is the most important skill set? Transferable skills, soft skills, et cetera, that you need to really transition into the industry. And we recognize that really it's not just about, you know, what bullet points are on your resume. In fact, for the cannabis industry, especially in states where cannabis isn't as prevalent as it is in, say, Colorado or California, I'm in New York, and there's going to be 50 to 60,000 people working in the industry in New York City, many of whom will have not ever had exposure to working in the cannabis industry. So Valerie has a very unique background, specifically on psychometrics. And Val, maybe you can give the folks a little overview of psychometrics and soft skills and what your experience was at GoodCo and how we're taking some of that experience and applying it to the cannabis industry.
Sure. So at GoodCo, we had developed a product that specializes in culture fit, where we were able to quantify how a job seeker would fit with a certain company, and not only with a company, but also with individual people or as well within a team. So we had a wide range of ways to assessing fit of a candidate. Based on data we gathered from a psychometrics model. And we had also a great way to approach this data collection through a gamified approach, which made the process of collecting the data fun for the job seeker as well, and also allows to give interesting feedback to them. And so working on Engine, we figured out that we could even go further than that by really gathering not only psychometrics data, but a number of quantified hard skills as well, so that our fit was beyond the culture fit, but was also a fit with a certain job. And what we did is we looked at the 15 mostly used profiles or like job templates in the cannabis industry. We call them power profiles. And those 15 profiles, like bud tenders, trimmer, etc., were analyzed in detail, both from the point of view of soft and hard skills, and we created a lot of data on that, and we were able to design models for measuring the fit of candidates with our power profiles. And we replicated an application process that takes the job seeker through a fun gamified suite of questions, and at the end of the day we get enough data so that we can indicate to the job seeker as well as to the recruiter how well that candidate fits with the job. The fact that the job seeker has to answer a lot of questions is not an impediment on the completion. We have a very high rate of success. It's a very engaging application process, and they go through the end. And once they have it done only once, they can do a quick apply after that.
That's exactly right. And this really requires no change for the job seeker. We've integrated with all of the major job boards, as well as we've developed our own job board at careersincannabis.com. And we also partner with education platforms, education companies, universities, career fairs, to really allow you as a hiring manager in three clicks to get your jobs distributed anywhere across the web. Right. And what the platform really does is it allows you in three clicks to gamify the job application process on any site, quickly evaluate applicants and engage with the most viable candidates while also routing people to the jobs to which they're best suited. We've seen it and heard it all the time that a candidate will apply to a bartender job because maybe that's all they see or all they really know. But really their background's in manufacturing or working in a kitchen, and they could be great for an edibles job, but they may not ever find that, and the recruiter may not ever make that connection. So we built the system so that connection is made at the point of application. And I am going to give you a quick demo of what the product looks like, and then I'm gonna talk through what the work integration looks like. And to give you all an understanding, this is the product. Our initial product, we partnered with Flower Hire to bring it to market, was Flower Hire X, but this is the engine product. And it's available right now. It's fully out in production. We have over a dozen customers who've seen great success hiring on this. This is our demo account, but basically you would get a login. There's no setup of any kind for you really at all. You just give us your email and where you have your office is located, and we sort of take it from there. And it's a very simple process. As Valerie said, we support the 15 most popular positions in the industry. So as you can see here, this represents about 95% of all hourly workers in the space. And each one of these profiles, like the rec dispensary associate or budtender, not only do you get a complete job description should you want to use our templated, optimized, unbiased job description, you can also create and modify this as you see fit. So once you modify it and create it again, all of your data will be saved. So some people like to call this, you know, customer associate, but you can call it whatever your internal naming conventions require. You select where this facility is located and how many people you need to hire, and whether it's full-time or part-time, and very simply enter in a range. And really at this point, you know, this job, you may want to make some modifications, but this job is essentially ready to go. You can select if you want someone that's a bit more mid-level, and you can also weight more heavily if they have cannabis experience. Some of our customers really like to see folks that have previous experience, whereas some of our customers are actually prefer someone that comes fresh without from not in the industry. So this will all help impact that candidate's score. And then you can select precisely what you'd like for them to apply with. You can ask for a cover letter, which we do see a lot of people including a cover letter because, again, they're interested in working in this industry. And you'll very seamlessly activate this job. You're done. Now, this job is now instantly being distributed to hundreds of different job sites. We integrate with Indeed, LinkedIn, Talent.com, Google Hire, and then through partners and directly to quite literally hundreds of local job boards that go all the way to the very highly geo-targeted area. We also integrate with Facebook. And so these jobs are gonna be pushed directly to folks, you know, on both mobile and on their desktop through a lot of different sources. So you don't have to worry about any sort of job promotion on your side. You can choose to promote it on your own if you'd like. So if you wanna put it on your social feed, we give you a link, you can copy that, and you can put it right on your social feed. And then what the job seeker would see is when they show up and click on the job, no matter where they come from, they would see, you know, your brand over here. This is one of our customers in Michigan. They'd see your brand, a little bit about the position and the role, and they can also learn more about your company at your company brand page, which comes complimentary with anyone who's on the platform. So you're able to put videos or interviews with, you know, members of your team or reviews, etc. So this will really be a place for you to highlight the employer brand which we've learned is actually a great way to get people to come into the store because people who apply, they learn about your company and they're like, this looks really cool. I want to go check out a dispensary. And, you know, now you're actually driving customers as well. So it's a real win-win from that respect. And then after they apply, you get to see a list of candidates, where they've come from, and you actually get to see them in a ranked way. So instead, as you can see, there was 20 applicants that applied. We've deemed 15 of them as relevant, so we've automatically screened out those five. However, you can see all of the candidates if you'd like. You don't have to only look at the relevant candidates if you want to see the folks that were maybe out of the area or just not relevant for that role. And then you can as you can see, it's very, very fast. One of the big pieces of feedback we've gotten is just how quickly people can get through this process. You can see precisely what that candidate's fit is and why. You can see how much experience they have in overall, as well as for the specific things that you were looking for. So this person has more than the experience you're looking for and 3 years of cannabis. They also have exposure to pharmacies and healthcare and retail sales. So this is the industries that we find are the most transferable into the cannabis industry. You can very quickly look at their resume. You can take notes on this candidate, and you can very seamlessly flip from one candidate to the other. And as you can see, they load incredibly quickly, and you're seeing the same data for every single candidate so that you can compare apples to apples and move them through your funnel. And then from here, you can take a look at their, you can set up an interview with them or give them a call, see how far they are from the office, et cetera, to make it really easy from that respect. And this is where you'd spend most of your time on the recruiting side, is right in the Engine platform. And then we've developed this really seamless integration with Work. And again, big thanks to Valerie and to Jennifer and to Chris, Courtney on the Work team for their partnership over the last 6 months as we built this. But we really are very focused on the match and candidate acquisition, making the top of the funnel completely automated for you. We know how many people you are all hiring on the regular basis. And so we want to make that process as quick as possible. So after you create the job, as I just showed you, the job's promoted, the job seeker applies, and then you go through that process of reviewing the candidates. In one click, you can get those candidates pushed into Work and then go into the Work onboarding process. So this is happens right in your view from either the candidate page or from your list of candidates. You'd simply change their status from, you know, shortlisted or interviewed right into hired and Work. And then a screen comes up that will allow you to select their hire date, their start date, and then which one of your companies, if you have multiple EINs or you have multi-tenant on your side, you can select which one they would go into. And then literally when you switch back over to your tab for Work, this candidate would immediately show up with all their data as pending at the top of your list. So you don't have to manually enter in any information. That person is right there and ready to hire. And to show you what this looks like in real time, you know, we can do it right here in the platform so you can see just how quick it is. But let's say we decided we wanted to hire Perry. We'd have advanced them through the process. We click hired in Work, select their hire date, select their start date. Perry's gonna start Monday and work for one of our multi-tenant EINs for that company. And then we click hire candidate in Work, and this person's now pushed through. Just like that, takes less than 15 seconds. So the idea here is that not only are you going to be able to very seamlessly improve your workflow and hopefully save yourself and your team a lot of time when you're making a high volume of hires, but we're also going to actually get smarter. So the product will actually understand who you're hiring, the profile of the candidates that are working out, who's staying the longest, who's being retained, who's growing. And you'll actually, our platform, the Engine platform, will use that, and part of Valerie's AI and machine learning that she's built will allow us to understand from a cultural and a hard skills perspective what types of candidates are actually being successful within your specific organization and match you with candidates that have a similar profile, so you have a higher likelihood of hiring people that you're going to retain. which ultimately creates a better environment for you as a company and a better culture. But it's really equally important to the candidate, because when people are engaged at work and they're happy in their job and they feel confident because their soft skills and hard skills are a really good match for the role that they're in, they're going to stay longer, they're going to reform more people, and they're going to be a better employee, right? So we do consider this to be a huge win-win. And the first time you set this up, you'll already have an account in Work, of course, because you're all customers. We get you an account in Engine with just your email is really all we need. And then once we have that going, we get your ID from Work, your company name, and then we'll take care of the integration. You really won't have to do anything. And the next time you log into Engine, you'll see Hired in Work pop up there. So again, the integration does not take really that much time at all. It can be done pretty much overnight. And what we offer you in return is that based on our feedback over the last 6 months, on average, our customers have hired their hourly workers twice as fast using the Engine platform. They've really increased their recruiter efficiency and their recruiter satisfaction. We also have some operations managers, retail general managers, cultivation managers and directors that are using the product directly. And because they're not full-time recruiters, but often they're required to recruit their own team, it allows them to focus on quality, and it allows them to reduce some of the unconscious bias that we know exists in the hiring process when you're just looking at a pile of resumes. And really, it improves the overall experience for both the candidate and the hiring manager throughout the process, ultimately reducing churn, improving culture, saving you money, and increasing the value of your organization. And we have lots of great quotes, but one of the ones that's my favorite is that, you know, SkyMint, very fast growing company, 400 or 500 employees in Michigan, expanding into multiple states. Their chief people officer, Jason, is a great guy, but also what's really important is he comes from a background at, you know, Chrysler and other large brands with a global workforce. And, you know, he recognizes, as I'm sure all of you do, that the tools that are custom built for this industry don't really compare to what you would have in traditional industries. So we really are proud to be building a cannabis specific tool for the industry itself and for the workers and the hiring and HR leaders in the space. And if we can do what we did for Jason, which is double the amount of quality applicants and reduce the time to hire from 60 days to 30 days, and we can scale that across the industry, we know that that will have a massive impact on not only individual companies, but the industry as a whole. And will make it, continue to make it what I believe is one of the best industries in the country to work for. And I believe is one of the industries that will help to create equity and reinvent middle-class job opportunities. So I will open it up to questions in just a second, but just so everyone knows from a pricing perspective, it's probably very similar to, you know, most of our customers that we speak to are already using Indeed, Craigslist, ZipRecruiter, which we integrate with all of these companies. So you're probably already spending quite a bit of money promoting your jobs there. We would take over all of that sort of budget, run it through our platform, and run our fit score right above that. And so we charge in a very similar way to how all those companies charge. It's a very straightforward plan. It starts really at $249 per listing per month. And then goes up from there. Most of our customers are in between that sort of growth and scale plan. And because you're all Work customers, I am going to offer a promotion of adding additional listings to every one of these roles. So starter plan, you'll get 2 additional listings. The growth plan, you'll get 3 additional listings. And the scale plan, you'll get 5 additional listings if you sign up between now and the end of the month based on your partnership with Work and the fact that we can get that integration going. So we are going to be offering that promotion here for everyone on the call. Again, these can be paid monthly, or we'll give you a discount if you want to sign up annually, and we can do that very seamlessly on a credit card via Stripe, or we can invoice for you as well, whatever works best for you. We want to make this as easy as possible to get folks on board. That's the gist of it. I hope I got through it in a reasonable amount of time, Chris. I hope I did all right there, but would love if there's any sort of feedback or questions, from the team here.
Sloan, can you Can you cover, since Work supports, you know, companies of multiple sizes, all the way from, you know, small businesses up to the larger multi-state operators, different infrastructures, of course, that use Engine, kind of the larger companies that use Engine, are they able to kind of split Engine hiring services into specific EINs?
Yeah, we have multiple MSO customers. One of the best examples would be Ascend Wellness, which is one of the fastest growing MSOs with, I think, 2,000 or 3,000 employees. So they have a lot of systems, as a lot of large companies do. They've really found a lot of value using the Engine platform for like their cultivation facilities in Barrie, Illinois, and for a handful of their fast growing sort of newer retail stores that they really need to ramp up hiring on. So you can, our customers are using this both from a sort of HR leadership level and like in the recruiting teams. And they're also empowering some of their retail leaders or cultivation leaders with logins, which you can have as many users on the platform as you want. And you can collaborate on the platform in the notes section to be able to share notes with other members of your team. And you can work with across however many companies or brands that you want. You know, Jushi had multiple brands in their retail stores. So we would have different pages for them set up that would then route everything, you know, into us, you know, one sort of central location. So we can really work within any size company. We haven't had limitations. We have companies that are 40, 50 people and companies that are 2,500 people that have seen success on the platform.
Awesome. Well, do we have Courtney?
Do we have any
that popped up in the chat?
So we do. We have two questions so far. The first one is, so Engine partners with Indeed, ZipRecruiter, and then what was the other job platform?
We partner with multiple others, talent.com, Google Hire, which is the Google, when you search on Google and see the job come up in that little box at the top, we have an XML feed that goes right into there. So if they search dispensary jobs in Massachusetts, we see a lot of results there. Cannabisjobs.com or .net, and then also through various local job boards through several different what we call programmatic partners. So there's a company called AppCast that we port our jobs through them, and then they distribute it based on their algorithm to a lot of local job boards, which allows you, you don't have to think about that, right? And that's all happening in the background. And we actually have a team, a guy named Ben who works on the Engine team, who's been optimizing that for the last 6 months. So we're acquiring candidates of very high quality through very sort of local, highly targeted job placement in front of them. And that also includes Facebook as well. AppCast integrates directly with Facebook. So we're seeing a lot of great results through that platform.
Awesome. Okay, our next question is, so what does a listing consist of?
So that's a great question. A listing consists of really whatever you would put in it. So an example of one of our active listings right now is this cultivation associate. So this is the overview, required skills, desired skills, preferred seniority. If you include pay will be in here. You do not have to include pay. Some of our companies do not, some of them do. The hourly rate, and I believe in Colorado, it is mandated that you include it in your job listing. So there are a few compliance elements, but in most states you're not required. And then you can, as you can see, it says a bit about your brand as well. So it'll specifically talk about your company in here. And then if they click on that and want to learn more about your specific company, you also get this this company page that gives them a lot more detail, and you can make this as robust as you'd like.
Great. So we have one last question. Will we be able to get a copy of this slide deck? So I can actually answer that one.
Happy to.
Yes, we will, after the webinar is over, give me about an hour or two, and then I'll send out both the video so you can rewatch this, or I'll also have an attachment to the slides too.
And we'll include those incentives too that Sloan mentioned earlier. as well in that email.
Yeah, I'll get you a pricing. I'll get a pricing sheet with the incentives on there for work customers. And then again, I'm happy with anyone who's on the call who would like to go into a deeper demo and learn more specifically about how it would work for your organization. Me and my colleague Ben on our customer success team are more than happy to walk through that with you.
All right, looks like that's it.
Awesome. Well, I
want to just go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead, Sloan.
I just want to say thank you, you know, to you in particular, Chris, for working with us here and for giving us the opportunity. We're really excited about this integration and how it's going to make hopefully hiring in this industry, which is a big challenge and for both job seekers and for hiring managers. We hope it's going to help make it a lot easier. And we do appreciate everyone coming. And Courtney, if you want to include my contact info or a link to schedule a meeting with me, we can include that in the follow-up as well.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a pleasure working with the Engine team as well. And if anyone on the webinar is going to be at Hall of Flowers, we are doing an event together. I believe it's, what is it, the 8th, that Wednesday, that first night, right?
Yep, that's right. We're doing an event together at Palm Springs, and it's going to be awesome. And we had a great event with the work team at Hall of Flowers Santa Rosa. So we're looking forward to doing that again. And everyone from our HR community is absolutely going to be invited to that.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again, Sloan. Really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you guys hopefully out and about at certain events over the course of the next few months soon.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate it.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.